Law is to Neural Discussions, episode 3. 3 episodes in, doing all right. Obviously, I should be like 6 or 7 episodes in, but it's good, so trust me. God's timing, you get what I'm trying to say? But yeah, man, here with my guy. Get me music mogul, trust me. Like, this guy's been doing the music thing from time, trust me. This is my guy. You get me? You're gonna introduce yourself, don't be shy, bro. This is your pod. Like, you said on Twitter that you wanted a pod to talk your you get me?
Yeah, 100. Yeah, come on, it's Flo. Or you can call me Floetic. I've won whichever one's easier for you. I like to see myself as a music mogul, innit? Man's been doing it for years.
How long?
Man comes from a family of music, innit? So when I get asked how long, honestly, man was just born into it. But I would say I started doing it properly like when I left secondary still. So what's that? That's time ago now, fam. Let's say 2013?
Yeah, 26, 7 years.
I'd say properly 6, 7 years, properly.
Come on, man. Perfecting it. Does its thing. Where can they find you? You get me?
Find me. All my socials are just Floetic or Flo. That's FLOETIC or Flo with no W at the end. That's Insta, Snap, Twitter.
Wish.
Shout me, innit? Chat to me.
Come on, man. My God, music mogul. What do you mean by that, though?
Listen, I'm all round in it. Like, I have my things that I'm stronger at, but my main things is I'm an artist. But I've also done like things like marketing, scouting, A&R.
Trust me.
Working with record labels, working with artists that I know. I even record myself at home now, so I'm just everything in it. I'm just obsessed with music, mothers.
Trust me, man. A&R, you do the lot, bro.
Yeah.
So you get me. I bring people that know their stuff. You get what I'm trying to say. Last 2 episodes, I've got good feedback. People saying that the guests, they know their thing and that.
Yeah.
You get me. So 100. I only bring people that know what they're talking about in music. But this, like in general as well. You get me. That just real people. You get me, my guys. Mm-hmm.
Come on.
You get me. What are you saying though? What? See, you say that you do music. What type of music do you do? Rap, grime. Drill, are you a drill rapper? You get me? If people don't know about you, you get it.
Listen, my thing's different, man.
We'll go deeper into just music in general.
Yeah, it's going to be a good podcast because trust me, I've got a lot to say. But my thing's different. Like, when people ask me what kind of music I make, listen, I make music for the heart, mothers. Like, whether that's real rap, whether it's grime, whether it's whatever, my thing is just. It's just Floetic, innit? That's what I can say. Like, man would do, like, usually I'll jump on a hip-hop type of beat, but it's not the old-school ones. It's more of a modernized one, so you can even call it, like, a trap hip-hop kind of beat, but I'll do, like, kind of UK authentic grime flows on it. But at the same time, I make music for the soul, innit? So I'll even do a little bit of singing harmony on the hook or something, or even underneath the lyrics.
Euphoric thing.
Be my thing. Like, what is it? Yeah, I see music as art. Like, I don't see it as, like, as... What's it called? What's that thing called when people just a formula? You know what I'm saying? You know, especially in the UK. I'm gonna be straight. Especially in the UK music.
What are you saying? Hey, what are you saying? You're not on the no captain.
Like be man thing, like fam, there's no formula. There shouldn't be a formula when it comes to music. Obviously there is sometimes. I get it to get certain numbers or hit a certain crowd or whatever, but I feel like music should be experimental. Do you get what I'm saying? Like you're just being yourself on the beat and you're bringing whatever you are.
No, I hear that, but you gotta know your role as well. You get what I'm trying to say? Know your role, but like you gotta know what you're good at as well. You get me? You can't just be 100. Dabbling into bare stuff you're not good at, bro. Like you get me? Like you know when drill rappers sometimes they try to do the singing thing and
I
ain't talking about knowing in general, but you get me. Sometimes they do it and bro, it sounds tired, doesn't it?
So You can't it's something that you can't force. When I say experiment, like if you're an artist listening to this, I don't mean like just keep releasing stuff that are so experimental. I mean experiment in your own time, innit? Get feedback from people, know what your strengths are, and then use that in your music.
Is that what you tell your artists?
Yeah, 100%. If I work with an artist, I want to get the creativity out of them, innit? So I want them to have actually experimenting with their music. They don't have to release it, but like at least know your strengths, what you're good at, and try and get that unique selling point, that USP. Do you get what I'm saying?
Come on, some wise advice, fam.
Come on, man.
Oh, you're vetting this thing 6 years deep.
Come on, man. Since I was like 16, 17 still.
So that's when you started proper doing stuff on YouTube?
kind of like, obviously, like, man left school, and then I didn't even do study music. I think I was studying sports psychology for a year still. Man was like into football and that. But after, whilst I was doing that, I was like, you know what, yeah, let me just do the music thing, because that's something I was doing from even before secondary school, just from home. Do you get what I'm saying? So I was always around it. That was my best strength. So I thought, let me just do that.
No, I hear that still. Trust me. But would you say when you're like on the come up, not because you're still on the come up. Like,
yeah, definitely.
Actually, you know what, yeah, man's even going to save that question. I'm going to ask the next question. So. I ain't even going to ask it. I'm just going to put it out there, like, because I would say, yeah, your stuff, like, is a bit underrated. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Do you feel that as well?
I hate that word underrated, you know? And do you know why?
No, bare man say they're underrated, but you're just not rated as...
Yeah, yeah.
It's not a good thing to be underrated.
Bro, it's not. That's what I'm saying. I hate the word underrated. Like, I would hate to be that type of artist that has fans, that has people that like their music, but everyone's like, they're underrated, because... From underrated people aren't really remembered. Like, when it comes to like 50 years down the line, it's only going to be a handful of people that I'm going to be like, oh yeah, do you remember that person? Then they have to think that, oh yeah. Or they know the song name, but they don't know you as the artist.
Nah. If someone knows the song name, but they don't know you as an artist, that means you're just not good. You're not even underrated. You're just not good.
You know what I'm saying? One hit wonders. Yeah.
In the UK, we say every pod.
Bare tired
man in the UK. You know what? Yeah, I ain't even on that, man. I ain't even dissed them because there's actually some talent. The talented guys here are hard still, innit?
There's more talent than washed guys. There's more talent always, but sometimes
there's more talent. Nah, there is.
Do you know what I'm saying? That there's more talent than washed guys, yeah. But it seems like sometimes the talent just doesn't get that opportunity to hit the heights of the washed guys because of a certain image or just what they bring to the table. As some people are just better artists than musicians, like. Some people just have the whole thing about them. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
They get
someone faster. But I think that if you have that stigma, on you, like, oh, you're a good artist, just a good artist, that means you're just not good. You're not that good. You're limited, bro. Do you get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah. When you think of it that way, it's a harsh reality for a lot of people.
And they don't last long, bro. That's the whole point. They don't last long.
The come up's quick, man. The fall's quick.
That's why I think that people that some artists in the UK, especially that. How do I say this, bro? Some people in the UK like Tion Wayne, for example. Let me use Tion Wayne.
Yeah.
People say that he's washed and that he's not even he's washed, but he's just an artist, like he has no lyrical ability and that. Yeah, some of his lyrics are dead. But fam, there's more to music than lyrics, bro.
That's what I'm saying. Like someone like Tion Wayne.
Trust me, he got the formula, but I wouldn't say that he's actually good at making music.
He's hard still, and he's where he is for a reason still. Trust me, one thing I'll say. Alongside with the talent, obviously there's better artists than him, but alongside with the talent, T1 Wayne's been very consistent over the years. Very consistent compared to a lot of artists.
Besides Joe and that, innit?
Pardon?
Besides Joe.
Yeah, been my thing.
Besides Joe, hold him back a bit still, but we moved. You get what I'm trying to say?
100.
It's calm, man. But back to that underrated thing, yeah, we just got sidetracked, but that's the beauty, innit? I have no script, I just chat. You get me? I ain't even a talker, but you get me? Real people.
Come on.
Can resonate, you know what I'm trying to say. But yeah, man. But what you wouldn't say you're underrated,
I wouldn't say I'm underrated, because the people that know my music rate me. Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah. Think about that sentence, yeah. I'm not underrated because the people that know my music rate me. If you've ever come across my music, especially the past couple of years, you most likely like it, innit? My time just hasn't come yet to reach that certain level.
When's your time gonna come, though? Because you know, like, people say that, yeah, man's time's coming, but you can say that. A man knows you put in work, so I ain't even gonna say you don't put in work.
Yeah.
You can say that, but
it never comes.
Why? You get what I'm trying to say? Why hasn't it come, fam? If you're that hard, then surely, fam, your time will come. Guys, don't be like 20, getting to 30, 29, 28.
Yeah.
Rapping still, and you're saying my time is coming, bro.
Yeah. No, of course.
Some people, especially like America, like they blow late, but they're older. You know what I'm saying? Like Future's like 37 or something still.
Yeah. That's a bigger country, though. So
Nah, true. Yeah. America's a different thing anyway, but...
Yeah,
man. Guys need to stop saying the... You get me? Man, time's coming and that. But for you, obviously, you got time still. But when would you say...
Do you know what it is, yeah? I know that my time's going to come. And I would say in the next couple of years, because I'm doing all the things correctly right now. If I'm being deadly honest, like throughout the years, yeah, I've been doing it for a long time. But there's been times I've either got distracted or I haven't really done the fundamentals properly. I've tried to kind of cut corners. But now I'm doing everything properly. Man's got my little home set up, recording at home.
Yeah,
like I'm haps, but that's a big step for me still. That's a big step. So man's doing that. I'm working one-to-one with... I've got people, contacts in the industry now who I know I can speak to. And if I send my music, they're going to listen. Like, it's not a priority, but you kind of got
the
that.
The industry's a dirty game, though.
It's,
don't trust
it. Oh, it's hella dirty, bro. Hella dirty. And you always got to trust your gut instinct, for real. Because it's mad.
Nah, for real, fam.
I've got stories where... Mad's been done dirty before, but like mad, you gotta take them L's and learn from them.
Like when though, you might as well say. When.
Yeah, I might as well tell them, fam.
Quickly,
I might as well tell quickly, Matt, fam. What was it like? I think it was 2016 times or 2017, early 2017. My must have met a music manager. He's saying that he knows certain videographers. I'm not gonna say who, but like he had contact with them. They can shoot the video, blah blah blah. And I contacted these people as well, and they confirmed that they do have contact with this person, etc. Cool, so I must have performed at one event and he was gassed. Like, he was afterwards like, yeah, we need to chat, we need to work, everything cool. Done that, I had the song already, we started to plan the video shoot, got to the video. So I paid him. What did I pay him? I was at 17 at no, I'm 27, I don't know. Anyway, I paid him, man, saved up my little piece. I think I paid him like £900 in it, sent it to him. But straight away, that's the first mistake in it. That's the first mistake, because what now? I told you, look, when you do anything with music, like videos, never pay the full thing up front, fam. That's dumb. That's dumb. That was the first mistake.
What are you saying? You're the back end thing. The fam. Back end. You know about the back end?
Do you mean?
You know what the back end is?
Explain.
Oh, no, it's different. It's different terms, isn't it? Like, you know when you get a show, when you do, you perform, bro. When you get the piece for the show,
yeah,
you get the front bit before.
Yeah.
And then you get after.
To make sure you turned up, innit?
Yeah.
Obviously, like, you're supposed to pay a deposit, innit? I just paid the full thing. I was gassed, innit? I was like, yeah, someone's taking in my music. They support me. That he was meeting up with me on a regular. So, like, he was showing high interest. So I was like, all right, cool. I trusted him. Gave him a nine.
Sorry to interrupt.
Nah, it's calm.
Was he in a label? Is he a label guy?
Nah. He wasn't in a major label still.
What's a major label?
Well, yeah. Columbia is a major label, but it's mad because they're even under Sony.
I swear. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah. So Sony's like a major label. It has like, then there's sub-labels underneath them. So in Sony, there's like since 93. There's like Black Butter, there's like Columbia, RCA, you know what I'm saying? Ministry of Sound.
Yeah.
If you go to the Sony building, it has all the different record labels. And
have you been there? Yeah,
I've been there a couple of times still.
No, that's hard. That stuff's hard still. You see the plaques and that. It's crazy, bro.
First time I went into a record label was Flipping Island Records. They're under Universal, innit? I went there as an artist. I was in one of the finest one competition. And I was just seeing the plaques on the wall. I was like, bro, it's crazy, man. Inspiring.
You're trying to get to that level.
That's a sticky one. Obviously, the aim is to be the best and to get to that level. But I don't even know if I would sign to a label. I'll be real. I don't even know. So the deal would have to be immaculate. Honestly. I've heard and seen too much stuff. Yeah, I've done too much research.
You know, like, people are slaves on that, innit?
Bro.
So what? See you, because you do A&R as well. Are you trying to take that more than rapping?
No, I'm an artist first, bro. I'm always going to be an artist first.
Hey, man, I hate... Even producers that rap, they always think they're rappers first.
Yeah. But they always think that, but I genuinely was. Do you get what I'm saying?
The A&R came later, innit?
The A&R came later when I started realizing certain stuff in the industry, just from doing my own. Remember, I studied flipping music marketing at uni, even though I dropped out. Man studied that at uni for a year, and man studied that in flipping college as well.
You said you did sports science, you lied.
Man does sports science first, and then man changed.
Was cupping.
Nah, man changed. And then I done 3 years in college. So the final 2 years I done music. And then the first year, which I've dropped out of as well, I done sports science still.
Oh, same. Yeah. But the music management, they don't tell you all this label shit.
They tell you, but to a certain extent in it, they just tell you like what a contract is, like what's involved. Like, you know what I'm saying?
It's a bit of law as well. Man did that as well.
Yeah, like a little bit. Yeah, you did still.
Trust me. What was I saying? I haven't forgot, bro.
He was talking about underrated. Coming.
Nah, not even. It was a bit after that still.
Oh, I see.
It's a bit after that. What was I saying? Oh, no, man, because I was interested still. Yeah, I forgot.
It'll come back still. That's what I was saying.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Yeah.
So what, do you want your doing the A&R thing, you're seeing the Sony and that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Obviously, you want your thing to be there as well, like?
Yeah, I want my thing to be there. If the deal's right, I feel like I'm quite business minded as well.
But it's new though; it just started. It don't work like that. Bro.
Yeah,
that's what I say.
Yeah, it's true. Still, I have to get to a certain level first. Yeah,
trust me, calm though, timing, isn't it?
Yeah, 100.
Wev Connects. Who's on that?
Wev Connects. At the moment, we've worked with a couple of artists. The main two artists we've worked with is an artist called Corby. He's from Northwest London. And the second
what type? That's very important.
He does. He's a rapper still, but he can do the melody thing as well. So he's quiet, and he produces himself as well.
Swear. Is my man on the old school thing, or
it's a new school thing still? New school thing. Yeah.
I like the new school thing better, man.
Yeah.
The
definitely.
Old school thing, leave that in the old school. The old time,
I feel you. There's bare nostalgia, fam.
You get it. People need to stop holding on to that. Bro.
Yeah,
there's
100.
A new style, innit?
100.
Life adapts. You get me, but yeah, man. I'm on the new. Oh, so he's on a vibey thing. Is he on a vibey?
Yeah, he's on a vibey thing still. He's on a vibey thing. So it's the rap and the.
You say you're pushing him hard, yeah.
Man's pushing him hard still. Being in sessions, developing his sound and that, making him work with like engineers that are gonna be fitting his sound.
You see when you're doing the training, that's like training. Do you think that does that work?
That's.
But I think if you're hard, you're just hard. That's what I think about music, bro. If you're hard, you're hard. If you're not, you're not. There's people that have improved. Yeah. You get me, like heads.
Heads wasn't
that good back in the day, bro.
Trust me.
Back when he was doing.
But he's had A&R work though.
Sit down,
bro. I've sat in Relentless Records.
Is that his thing?
Yeah.
I've
sat in Relentless Records as an A&R representative, listening in and giving my advice on their artists and their roster. And he's on their roster, and I was speaking to the A&Rs, and they explained their job role, and they make sure that they attend the studio sessions with Heady. They make sure that he's working with the rap producer and then liaising with the producer.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Obviously, you know in your studio, I don't know if you have been in the studio, fam, but if you're in the studio and you're with someone, and they're rapping, and obviously the engineer's like, say this a bit higher. That's normal, isn't it?
But I'm talking
about like, I see a video on Instagram, you're telling my man, like, you're proper coaching him. That's what I'm trying to say. But I think if you're doing that, I don't know, man. It's tight, man. If you're hard, you're hard. If you're not, you're not. That's what I'm just trying to say, fam. There's exceptions. People have improved, like I said, but fam.
Do you know what it is?
If you ain't got the talent, it's very hard to develop it, bro.
Do you know what it is? Go on.
What am I saying? But you're saying about heads. He got an artwork. Is that what you do, basically?
Basically. He basically got that to a certain extent. He got it later on in his career, though, because he didn't start by getting signed. You know what I'm saying? But he still got that. You see, like, even the choice of beats he's using now, obviously, that could be solely his choice, but I guarantee the A&R had a certain say in that to say you should start jumping on these beats with samples that people recognize. Do you get what I'm saying? Have you noticed that's become a common theme? It's not coincidence, and that stuff, like, every time I watch an artist and I see something changing their career, I'm like, do you know what I'm saying, especially when they've been signed, fam.
Like, who else? Fredo.
Fredo.
Who Fredo signed to?
I can't remember off the top of my head still. I don't want to guess, but he started trying to do a little bit more melody thing every now and then.
I think he's all right at that, though.
The Netflix and Chill one, I didn't like it at first, but it grew on me still. Yeah, it was a weird one. At first, I was still. Like, because I wasn't used to that type of sound from him, I was like, raw. But then, as I started to listen again and again, I was like, yeah, bang, still.
No, that's hard.
Yeah, still, his new Daily Dappy is cold as well.
Yeah, that's a proper. That's proper. That's when you can rap, man.
Yeah, that's when I like him the most. Still,
you like that stuff, innit? That stuff is boring sometimes. But if you're hard at, you're hard.
Still. Yeah, yeah.
Trust me, when you're hard at, you're hard. Nah, but Fred was cold though. But yeah, man. What was I saying? But yeah, you're just you're on a training thing basically with the artists and like
Yeah, man. Like,
do you think you have some certain talents, though?
Yeah, bro. Obviously, it's very fresh, isn't it?
Yeah, true.
It's very, very fresh. True, like, only been a couple months, but definitely, like, from already, the kind of, like, artists I'm working with and are approaching me, and the artists I know already, like, just on a basis of me being an artist and networking, definitely, 100%, I can say that.
Oh, still, I need to get this on Spotify. Like, this is so... I don't know why this ain't on Spotify. I'm sure we can find a way.
That's still.
Just a random thought, fam. I'm just
yeah.
Trust me, this can't just go on SoundCloud by itself, bro. SoundCloud is calm, but
yeah.
Like this, I'm gonna try it.
We can pattern it still.
No, man can still, but I just no, I can pattern it. Don't worry, still. Trust me, Spotify, Apple Pods, all of that is gonna be on order.
Sponsorship soon come, fam.
Yeah, trust me, just bring the bag, the right bag.
For real.
Bring that right bag, that's what I'm telling you, fam. But yeah, man. What are you saying though? Who? Nah, I ain't even gonna say that. Yeah, man saying, like, see your what's that sound for again?
Artist and repertoire.
Yeah, swear down. Yeah. I thought it was artist representative. Still artist representative.
Nah, the original term is artist and repertoire.
This
still.
Guy's on a technical team. This guy's been on a technical team.
I'm trust a nerd me. For it, if I'm like, I'll be real. I said that, I'm obsessed with music still. 100.
Yeah, but so who in the UK, like, yesterday you had a chance to sign someone in the UK. Who would it be?
With a sign.
Yeah. Gang team.
It's an interesting one still. I wanna think
who do you wanna sign that you know that will get you the bag, like
What do they have to be, do people already have to know
them? Nah, not even. So even if they don't know them,
I'll name one person, I honestly feel like this person's gonna be just a mad thing in the scene. Someone called Len, innit?
I ain't even heard of him still.
You ain't heard of him, but I feel like you will. Like he's coming on the next thing. He's already got like co-signs from like Dave, co-signs from like a kind of underground artist, but he's kind of popping Samwise.
Man knows him still.
He's cold, but he's coming on a thing where his music's so different.
Samwise or Lin?
Len. Both of them are to be honest, but Len's definitely come on a thing where his thing's so different, you can't even compare it to no one's. Like, it's that kind of lane, do you get what I'm saying? He's being very authentic with his music.
Man typed in Len on my phone, fam. Man seeing some Still My Sunshine or something.
Listen, go on.
How do you
spell it? L-E-N.
Yeah,
and he's still upcoming, innit? He's got a very name that's like, you know what I'm saying? Hey, listen, I'm not the artist, so if you like, want to ask Len, you can ask Len. But I don't know, innit? But
what, the man's trying to see his views on that, innit? Right now. But how
he uploads on his own channel, but type in L-E-N and type in one of his songs about Mariana, and then it'll come up still.
His views aren't saying a lot, though.
Yeah, but bro, people are obsessed about views, fam. Like,
views kind of give an indication, bro. I couldn't lie to you.
They give an indication, but when our artist is upcoming, please, artists, don't get into this thing where you just like, views. Especially if your thing is niche. Do you get what I'm saying? If your sound, is not following the typical formula, what I was saying, and you've decided to be yourself on the track, don't worry, fam. As long as you're hard. Your time will come as long as you're hard and you're consistent with it. Those are the two main things. You have to do the talent and the hard work. Hard work.
Yeah, which comes with bread, innit? So get your
piece. Yeah. Therefore, in this music, you definitely need to invest in it.
100. Trust me, bro. 100. No one's trying to see the Meedy Block videos.
No, it's about that time's gone, man. If you're trying to do that, you should be doing that in like 2015, 2014. Because straight after drill started to go like a bit more mainstream, that time was gone. Like, all the videos started to get way better. way more creative.
Yeah, word GRM and that, they took it to the next level. Still.
Yeah, 100.
No cap, Young Ads and that. But Young Ads' visuals and that are calm. DB's visuals are calm.
They come with in the kitchen, in the yard. Yeah, yeah.
Got loud, they got lean.
Yeah, but that's their brand, innit? They've made that picture, they've painted that picture for themselves. Not even painted, because that's them, innit? They're just being themselves, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, like, you need to be authentic. Whatever you do, just be your complete self, and people know when you're capping. Like, no lie,
I always say this, like, this guy's not going to blow this. My success rate is high, like, the proof's in the pudding.
Hey, you know what I'll say, yeah? One thing I respect to you, I remember years ago, I used to listen to bare American music, like, school times. I didn't even listen to UK music. I did, like, was debate people, but I wasn't really into it. And I remember I used to ask H, and he's like, no, I prefer UK music, I prefer upcoming. I don't think you prefer it now, but I used to say you preferred upcoming artists than the ones that are already blown. I remember thinking, what? At the time, I remember thinking that, but now I get it, because over the years doing music, like, to see someone's growth, yeah, as an artist, bro, and you follow their journey, it's nuts.
I'm telling you, bro.
It's nuts.
I'm telling you, fam. Trust me. You see, me, man likes NBA Youngboy, innit? That's my guy.
Yeah, yeah.
From America rapper, innit? Fam, man was telling guys from, oh, my boy put me on.
Mm. Well, from early.
My boy put me on from early. Then I got onto him, like, all 18. Man started telling guys, bro, this guy's too hard. You get me? He's going to be a star.
Yeah.
Like, he was already on the come up, but, like,
You can now tell, he's
big. You get what I'm trying to say? You know about him, innit? Yeah, everyone knows about him. And, like, everyone knows about him. Trust me. Who else? There's a few other men, but off the top of my head, but he's the one that, you get me, he's shining, innit? So,
yeah, 100.
Meek, back in the day, all my days, man, I used to listen to Meek.
Fam, secondary school, you loved him.
I used to listen to Meek. But I don't like Meek Noble, though.
He's not the same Meek he used to be.
Me and you both been on Kendrick from early.
Listen, I can honestly say I was one of the first people in the UK to be fucking with Kendrick. Mother's life. I remember, like, I can't even remember how I found out about him. That's the mad thing. But I remember being on him from early. Like, I'm talking Overly Dedicated days and that. Section 80.
Trust me. GOAT stuff. Nah, trust I ain't going to say GOAT. I don't think he's a GOAT.
You don't?
Nah.
You think there's bare people better than him?
Not bare, but he's not a GOAT still. There's not bare people better than him, but he's not a GOAT.
But if there's not bare people better than him, then
no,
he's a GOAT.
No, that's not GOAT. Like, my GOAT is, like, you know in football when they say world class?
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone has their own definition, innit? My term of GOAT is, like, when you have a certain sound and you've mastered it and other people are just flowing along, fam. Do you get what I'm trying to
like
say?
Like, what, you say Young Thug's a GOAT?
Yeah.
He's a GOAT.
Yeah, you get what
he's
I'm trying to
a
say?
He's a GOAT, fam. Nah, he's...
Trust me.
He's too...
Or you had a time period where, like, like, Lil Wayne. I think Lil Wayne's a GOAT.
Definitely.
Obviously, 100. Drake is in a different league. You got what I'm saying?
The numbers that guy does. But I feel like maybe the day and age has also helped.
Yeah, of course. Because, fam, he...
Because
like,
50 would do that now.
That's what I was just about to say, fam. I saw that 50 was best-selling hard copies.
He had his own game, fam.
What's that called again?
Can't even remember, fam.
No, but it was better than games like Death Jam. Like, yeah, those fam. Are the days, bro. They can't make that now, man. Nah, they get cancelled on Twitter.
Preventing. Preventing. Oh, that's annoying, fam.
Man were blowing off girls' head tops that day, you know. Now you can't do that, bro.
That game was too funny, fam.
Hey, that's good, though. Trust me, but that was mad still. But hey, that took in the culture though. They don't do that stuff though, but still.
Yeah.
It's mad. Social media is just
it's just different, innit? That's how the times get. You've got to adapt with the times, as you were saying before, innit?
Trust me.
100.
It's not a hard copy thing, but 50 was doing a mad thing though.
Yeah.
But Drake has just taken it to the next level still.
Yeah, with the streaming and the YouTube and that.
That's made for him. He's just raking it. Every minute there's a bag in his account, fam.
Yeah, it's mad still.
Crazy, bro. They went down the next level, fam.
Word.
Trust me. No one in the UK. But Drake likes UK guys, though.
He likes UK guys, and I rate it personally. A lot of people call him a culture vulture, and I don't think he's being himself.
He don't need to give a toss about England, bro.
Fam, this is what I'm saying, and people try and say, oh yeah, he's just begging it, but what's he begging, fam? what is there for him in UK music, like? fam, he doesn't need it, fam. Fam,
he's probably richer than like five of the most popping artists
put together, fam. Therefore,
besides Stormzy. Ooh, what are you saying?
Drake's way richer than Stormzy, bro.
Nah, I'm capping.
Are you mad? Capping. Oh, wait, really deep. Hey,
when Stormzy was doing dead videos, Drake was at the top.
Fam, Bibbent Ting.
Hey, some Stormzy, Ronaldo stuff. Bro.
Listen, now, those Stormzy videos are hard, though, back in the
Stormzy
day.
Stormzy used to be cold, bro. I don't know what happened. You know, it's just the people's thing. He's on a people's man thing. He does everything for the people.
It's not a bad thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I rate it still.
I'm not even trying to.
He's a community person.
Community guy. You got what I'm trying to say? He puts on for his hood and that.
Yeah, 100.
You get me? But he's like helping the black people and that. You get me? People like that stuff. You get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, 100. 100. He's very marketable and likable.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Very, very.
It helps him still. But it's not a bad thing, though. Don't try to think.
As long as, like I said, as long as you're your authentic or self, it's never bad things. If that's him.
Some man on the faking thing with that stuff.
Fam, word. Word.
Trust me.
I can't even think of anyone off the top of my head,
but I can't be bothered to get into it. Still, trust me, I'll get people rattled.
Dude. We'll leave it for another day. Still,
a small world. Someone might shout me, bro.
Yeah, 100.
For that, fam. 100. Trust me, bro. Trust me. What are you saying? Who you on right now, though, in general, still?
In UK.
UK, US.
Right now.
Ghana, you got me. Nigeria, Burna Boy.
Oh, Burna Boy is doing his thing.
He's gone still. But his talent's been brazy from early.
Yeah, 100. Right now. It's a bit of a generic answer, but those the whole summer, from like even from before lockdown to summer, like Lil Baby wasn't missing still.
Yeah, he's had a mad year still. He's had a mad career still.
Yeah, he was
in 2020.
Yeah, he was not missing at all. Anything he was touching is turning to gold still.
Hey, magic touch. He was in form still.
Word.
He's in form. See, little baby, like everyone thinks, no one knows him, innit? But his image is like everyone thinks his life's good. He's popping in the music scene. He's got his girl, got his little kids and that.
Yeah.
Iced out every Insta picture. Yeah. That, you get what I'm trying to say?
Drip is immaculate, fam.
That's what I'm saying, fam. And that's everyone, as soon as he posts a picture, everyone reposts it. And that like, you get
bro, he could, him and what's the name? Jada.
Yeah.
Jada could post a video, a picture, like sitting anywhere, and by 2 days, tomorrow, whatever, 100,000 girls would have posted it on their snap and their Insta and that. It's mad. It, like. That's an influencer, fam.
No cut.
not these dead watch girls, man. That is an influencer, fam. Big bad thing.
Hey, don't kill me. Nah, for real, man. UK got the... Nah, there's top. That's the next situation. Man.
Yeah, we're not going to go into that, but people know, innit?
Nah, but there's some serious... You get me?
Yeah, 100.
Trust me.
Let me
go on the IG now. Serious one. Trust me. Yeah, man. Come on, man. Love for coming on, though. You get me?
Yeah, man, I'm a bro.
I know you've been catting for this one, but man's been catting. Nah, I've been catting. I never cat, but it's been you've been needed still to talk. You get me? Because bare people don't know the insides.
Love.
You know, like music is like black and white, but there's
bro.
Nah, it's black. It's black and white, but there's bare. You get me?
Bare man. Bare.
You know what I'm trying to say, innit? Bare mad things into
the,
it.
The journey of an art. I can speak best from this point of view, but the journey of an artist is so much longer than it seems, fam. Like, even for artists that seem like they blow overnight, there's so much backstory, more time.
Aye, did you see when Bouncer was dissing my man?
Oh, that was an interesting.
Because he showed a different side as well, but he did on a scummy thing though.
He was drawing him out still. He was drawing him out. There's definitely animosity there.
But that shows that there's more to, you get me? There's bare deals and that, bare numbers.
There's
and
bare deals, bro. These contracts are, bro. Do you know what, fam? I can't even talk. I'll tell you afterwards. I can't go into too much detail, innit?
Are you listening? If man was to drop you, like 300 bags, you're giving me two albums, 300 bags. Come on, it's dead.
That's, do you know how dead that is?
Hey, I don't know. Piss, trust
me.
That's
common.
Do you
know how dead that is? The reason why that's dead is because 300 bags, yeah. Sometimes, depending on your contract, isn't it? Sometimes
300 bags are mazel, though. Come on.
It is, but are you going to make that back, fam?
What do you mean?
If you're an artist, UK artist, no one really knows you like that. You made a couple good singles. You've been signed for 300 bags. Are those two albums that you're in the contract for going to make you back 300K? Think about it.
Yeah, it's up to them, isn't it?
It's up to them, yeah. But at the same time, like, do you feel like you've got that cult following yet to know that whatever you release, even if it's not your best stuff, yeah, is that going to get you 300 bags back? Because Drake can release a dead album, but he's going to make it back because he's got that following behind him. No, do you, fam, you get that what I'm saying?
Kills me. That's facts, though.
Big man ting. Fam, there's so many artists, yeah, that sign a deal too early in their career because they're gassed by seeing 300 bags. Yeah, it's a nice amount of money. You're set. Like, you can spoil a few people, spoil yourself. But you got to think about making it back, because are you in for the long game or just a quick fix, fam? Because if you don't make it, when you make it back, you get another contract. And guess what? Sometimes the contract is doubled or even tripled.
So what? They'll get 600 bags?
They'll get 600.
Four albums? So,
yeah. They'll get still. No, it might not even be four albums. It might be the same. It might even two albums. Yeah. It might even be one album, depending on how well it went, innit? Yeah. Depending on how much leverage you have as an artist, you can start saying to them, nah, it's going to be this because I done this. You get what I'm saying?
See,
the more you recoup it back, they're going to give you more money next time. So that's how you get longevity as an artist. That's how Drake's been at the top, because he's recouping it. He's making it back. No matter what he's putting out, he can put out a dead album, people are still buying it. Get what I'm saying?
My man said he can put out blank tape or blank albums.
People would buy it, fam. Fam, no cap. People would buy it. People are like, there's a deeper meaning. They'll be sitting down like that. You know how people are these days, man. The conspiracy thing for everything, man.
He's gonna die in a few.
Yeah,
God forbid, though, but yeah, trust me, dad. Oh, God forbid. Hey, the world will stop you, though.
Listen, 2020.
Hey, let's not say that, because
obviously, God forbid, touch wood, innit? But like, 2020 has been a mad year. Rest in peace to everyone that's passed in this year, because
pop on that one is sad, isn't it?
Unexpected, bro. Unexpected still.
I remember I had a nap. I woke up. You know, when you see Insta, that's the first thing I see.
Yeah, you see it. Or Twitter.
What? This is weird as hell.
Yeah, man. I couldn't believe it, fam.
No cap.
Mm. Is that ever? I think ever. Is that when MJ died? Everyone remembers where they exactly were in the world when they heard the news that he died, fam. Fam, I remember going to school the day he died, and everyone was just bagging Michael Jackson tracks in form and that. That's all everyone was listening to. They've even done done some next things,
man. Aye, those days are so in the past. No cap, man. That's like a blur to man. No cap. School and that is like a blur. Like, I don't even remember it like that.
No, my mum remembers everything still.
Is it? Like, I remember the big stuff, but the little stuff, people and that, even throughout college and that, I can't remember. College was a blur.
College was too quick still.
For real, bro. Nah. But only uni, even the relevant people in uni, man, I remember.
You remember them?
Yeah. You get me? But school at that, bro, I could walk past someone from school, I don't even realize.
I feel you.
You know what I'm trying to say, but yeah, man. Yeah, bro. Floetic, my tug.
Come on, man.
WAV, is it WAV or WAV?
It's WAV.
WAV is the MP3 thing, isn't it?
WAV is a file. It's a higher quality than MP3.
Oh, see.
And it's a bigger file, isn't it? That's why more time people use MP3s, because it's easier to, like, transport, like, to have in your phone and stuff for memory. But WAV is the best file that you'll send to radio.
That's some facts, boy. That's something.
I'm dropping gems, man. I could go into way more.
Trust me. My thing, the narrow discussions label, trust me, that's gonna have best. Yeah. That's in the works soon, though.
Yeah, that's due to be mad. Still. Okay. Well, you got artists that
I'm finna sign some guys, bro.
What that you know already?
Yeah, I got a few men still. Okay. No. Not that I know guys that rap. I know bare rappers. Did you guys try to say everyone raps?
It's oversaturated.
Everyone raps. You get me? It's oversaturated. You get me? But if I find a gem, I'm onto them, bro. Trust me. That's what I'm
saying. Bro, find them early.
Didi's there. Didi's there, fam. Trust me.
Yeah. Come on. Find them early.
Man got my bro. Wife connects to give me the formula.
Listen, I'll help you still.
I'm gemming it still.
No, I'll be my thing, fam. That's a normal thing.
Trust me, man. But yeah, what are you saying, though, man? What's next, innit?
What's next?
What's next, man?
What's next, man? And next is just, I'm working on a couple singles. Like, man's just been recording at home.
My man said this for the 10th time.
Yeah,
like, hey, man needs to calm down. I'm gonna drop something.
Yeah, bro, roll through, innit? Roll through. But yeah, man's just been recording at home, perfecting my sound, innit? I'm looking to release a couple more singles this year, winter times.
Close it strong, innit?
Close it strong, still. The year's never over. I see stuff as a new year, but a day doesn't really change nothing. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
your life has continued. Just keep working. Don't see it as I've only got like four or five.
No,
facts. You know what I'm saying? That's how you stop yourself. That's why people start the year strong and then they start flopping. They start saying, "Oh, this year's a shit year, bro." You're staying that in March. Like, why are you saying the year's a shit year? Fam, it's all about mentality. Trust me, fam.
Mentality is key, bro. Trust me. Title of today's episode, fam. Mentality is key. Without mentality, ain't doing nothing. That's why the bare scrubs in the Prem. That should have blown on that. In the Prem, but just saturated in Europe, because they should have blown on that.
Mentality is key, fam. Some players are literally chosen for their team, picked to be in the first team because their mentality, fam.
I'm showing you, bro.
In the dressing room, the way you are to play. Mentality affects the mistakes you make as well on the pitch. In music, it affects those small mistakes that affect your career, fam.
In music, bro, if you're not living in the studio...
Fam,
you're kind of. That's why you got a home studio,
bro. You have to, unless you got. I'm not gonna lie. I haven't come from a privileged place or have bare peas in it. Man's never trapped. Man's never done stuff like that. So like, when you're investing your own music, like legally, and you're going studio, that's peas, bro.
Like, think of it as that's working, and you're doing something you love, bro. Bare man just wake up and.
No, it is, but like we said, investing in music is a necessity, fam. Yeah. So even though it's fun. At the end of the day, it still comes at a cost. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, cool. Everything comes with a cost.
Though. Yeah, 100. Life ain't free at all, fam.
Trust me, though. But yeah, man. Love for coming on again, though, my guy. Anytime, proper stuff. Proper stuff. I hope man took that in. You get me?
Yeah, come on. If anyone wants to shout me, ask me questions. The same thing, Floetic or Flow. Or hit up WAV Connects and WAV Connects on everything. Trust
me, my niggas that are rapping, you get me? Keep doing your thing. Come on,
singers as well. Any type of artist, man.
Singers,
no matter what you do.
For real, bro.
Mate, the one thing I would say before you go, if anyone's doing music, don't focus on the numbers. Numbers are important. Make sure you're always growing. That's what I would say. I feel
numbers are, man.
No.
You need to look at the numbers, bro.
You need to look at the numbers, but when you're upcoming artist, don't worry too much if you're not getting there yet, as long as your numbers are growing. Do you get what I'm saying?
Keep mentally at it, innit?
Yeah, say your first drop gets 1,000 plays, don't think, it's only got 1,000. Wait till your next 2 or 3. If your next 2 or 3 get less than 1,000, then you know that's a bit raw. Like, how are they going down? That must mean the quality's dead. But if they're getting more and more, 1,500, 5,000, 10,000, you're growing, you're getting there. Do you get what I'm saying?
Mm.
Yeah, 100.
Proper stuff still, trust me. Hey. Man got a rap it still. It's mad, bro.
Yeah, normal. Love for happening.
Can't give them too much gems, you get me?
Yeah,
Man, do it yourself.
Yeah, well, that's the beauty of it, finding that yourself still.
Trust me, well, obviously, a helping hand don't hurt, innit?
Come on.
But yeah, man, love for tuning in. If you're here at this point, you get me, you're my guy. Come on. But yeah, man, next episode, drop in when I feel like. Don't rush me, please. Man's working. Man, I forgot about this. You get me? I'm gonna drop. Just can't. You get me? It's coming, fam. Good stuff. It takes time, bro. Nothing's a quick fix. You get me?
100.
Trust me. Man, get sick of you quick, but
yeah.
Trust me.
Quality over quantity, still.
No cap. Shout out my niggas. You know who you are. You get me, gang. Hey, wait. I know, edit, man.
Wait, stop it, yeah?
Yeah.